for giving us this vision. Such a simple, you might think of a Bible verse you read that morning as you're going through the day. You might be aware as you're going to the pub that you're going there with God. You don't go there on your own. So allow him to poke you about somebody when you're there. Keep calm and take God with you. Be dependent on him. There's a curious verse that says, well, it talks about what you take with you, what you don't take with you. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, which kind of, to me, says be dependent on God. Do not greet anyone on the road. Sounds a bit antisocial, doesn't it? Don't greet anybody on the road. What do you think that means? Just, sorry, can't speak to you. I'm on mission. I'm on a mission from God. Speak to the hand. I think what it means is don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Remember your purpose. There is an urgency to it. There is somebody out there who God is working in their lives. They are heading towards salvation. And you could be the person that has that conversation with them. Wow. Don't get distracted. Remain connected. Be ambitious for God. Be a disciple. And don't get distracted from your kingdom purpose. It's very easy to get distracted by the things of the world, those temptations. Be aware of what your temptation is. Each of us has our own tendencies, whether it's money or success or food or whatever, or getting approval from somebody else. Be aware of what yours is so you can deal with it with God. Remain on target. And you need to know what God is saying. You need to know what God is saying to be on mission with him. So pray. Read the Bible. Leave some space in life to listen to God. That's why I was so keen on introducing us as corporately to the idea of prayer where you sit and be quiet. We're really good at intercessory prayer. We're really good at praying to God. I think some of us are naturally better at sitting and listening. I think it's something that's really good for us to develop as a community, listening to God so that we can be sensitive to what he's saying to us. What's he saying to you? Because what he's saying to me might be for all of us, but what he's saying to you is more specific. It's, you know, what's happening in your life? What's happening on your front line? What's happening at work, in your family, with your friends? He will say that to you. And then you have to ask yourself that hard question, what are you going to do about it? Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I have for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from here into eternity, I sing Hosanna. Break my heart for what breaks yours. What would God want to do with your family, with your friends, with people you work with? He'd want to bless them. Nothing more complicated than that. Bless them. You are a blessing to those people, if you allow yourself to be. Just reminding you of the acronym that we developed and looked at last year. Begin with prayer. That's the first place to start. Connect with God. Know what he's saying. Pray for somebody. Jan's been praying 5 minutes for five people, 5 days for a bit. We'll have to hear how that's gone on sometime. Pray for people. Listen to them. Really listen to them. Most people feel unheard or feel that they would like to be heard. Listen. It's deeply relational. It shows that you value them. Make some space to share hospitality with them, eat with them, have a cup of coffee with people. That forms relationship. And whether they come to Christ or not is not your responsibility. That's not why you're doing it, actually. You're doing it to have that relational network to bless people, because that is what God asks of us, to be a blessing to this world. He does the rest. Whatever happens is whatever happens. What's the worst thing that happened? You can make good friends, whether they are Christians or not. I had a great day yesterday. I went down to London to meet some college friends. I love them to bits. There's one atheist, a Catholic, a Jew, and a green tree hugger. And me. I love them to bits. They're great people. I know God loves them too. Begin with prayer. Listen to them. Eat with them. Serve them. Ask yourself, what would be good news to this person? What is good news for this situation? Because the gospel, we shouldn't think of the gospel as just some words in a book that you can read to people. Gospel means good news. So how are you and what you bring and how you bless people? How is that good news to them? And it's different for different people. And that will tell you how to be the presence of God in that situation. That will tell you how to be missional. How do you serve somebody? How do you serve in a particular situation? It'll be different for each of us. At work, in your family, with your friends. How can you be good news to that situation or those people? Nothing more complicated than that. And eventually, somebody might just ask you, what motivates you? Why are you being so kind, generous, sacrificial? What makes you get up out of your deck chair and offer your popcorn? You have to create that relational space. The picture on the left there is from Babette's Feast. Have you ever seen that film? Great film. It's about a Christian community, I think in Holland somewhere, which is quite sort of strict and legalistic, and they didn't really enjoy very much. And Babette was a chef from Paris who ended up living in that community. And she came into a lot of money and spent the money on a huge feast and blessed that community. And you could see in the making of the meal and the giving of the feast that people's strict, hard lives broke open and genuine love walked in. Create the relational space for love to be given and received. That's what blessing people is. And in the words of the Blues Brothers, we are on a mission from God. So keep calm about it. Finally, don't think about it too much. It's not complicated. It really is very easy. Just do it. Just do it. Spend some time with your family. Spend some time with your friends. When you're at work, have a coffee for 5 minutes with somebody. Listen to what their problem is. It's not hard. But it does require becoming missional. It requires an intentional choice to change. Go on a little journey exactly where you are. Don't get distracted. Don't spread yourself too thin. Relational space requires time and emotional energy. You can only do that with a certain number of people. Jesus managed it with 12, and especially with 3. Actually, there were 3 people he spent a lot of time with. Accept the hospitality of others. They may wish to serve you. They would be people of peace. People of peace are those who welcome you and your faith, just as in this passage. Peace be with you, and you get that sense of it being returned to you. You're welcomed, including your faith. Invest in those people of peace, because they are people who are open to God. Stop, look, listen to what's going on around you. Ask yourself the question, where is God moving? There will be grace-filled moments when you know how he's moving. Sometimes it's just using common sense. What are the opportunities to love and serve in your life? Where are the people and places of peace where you sense that God is welcome? That will tell you where your harvest field is, because God has been at work there. Who is peaceful towards you and your faith? Where is peaceful towards you and your faith? For me, I know it sounds daft, but the hearty good fellow feels like a peaceful place to me, which is why we're doing the songs and stories there on a Thursday. It's got that sense of God is welcome there. God is welcome there. Let's not ignore that. Where can you be good news to people, and what would that good news look like? Tangible, physical good news. Okay. And to do all that, you've got to ask yourself the question, what is God saying to you? So pray, read the Bible, be good disciples. So as we go into this week with Josh and his team arriving tomorrow, they're arriving tomorrow afternoon. I'm picking them up with Peter and Sarah about 2 o'clock-ish from Nottingham. We've got a great week planned, and it's a very relational week. It should be fun. There's for the blokes, there's football and curry tomorrow night. There's for the ladies, there's a sort of casual sort of relaxed sort of curry meal. On Tuesday night, we're all gathering here, and Josh and Co are going to lead us in thinking about how do we become missional. We've also invited the Brackenhurst Students' Union to join us. I don't know how many will come, because they're in the middle of exams and dissertations, but they know, and they're interested, so some might. Wednesday night, there's a women's ladies' craft evening, where people are inviting friends along to just have a natter over making some crafts. Thursday evening, we're at the Hearty Good Fellow. I'm going to play some of my songs, so pray for me. And Josh and Co are going to share some stories from their time in Kosovo. They've got a day off on Friday. Saturday, we have potentially got a social evening here, which was meant to be a bit of a sort of church casual knees up. Let's see how that goes. I think we need to get a critical mass for it to work, really. But, you know, if you are free, think about coming. And on Sunday, there's going to be a service led by them. Okay? Myself and Esther and Janet are going to help them put a service together through the week, and they're going to do the service. I'll be in the background to catch them if they fall, but they're going to do the service, all right? So let's enjoy this week. Let's remember that we are on a mission from God. I'm going to leave it there for now, because I think we're timing out. Shall we have a bit of worship, Jen? Yeah. So, Heaven